From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A coalition spokesman says Iraqi security forces are inside Fallujah. The entry came 3 weeks after the government launched an offensive to retake the city from the Islamic State group. The spokesman said troops are working to seize the center of Fallujah and then fight outward. U.S. President Barack Obama has accepted condolences in person from the Dalai Lama for the Orlando shootings. The Dalai Lama, a Buddhist leader revered by Tibetans, met with President Obama at the White House Wednesday. Mr. Obama is going to Orlando, Florida, Thursday to meet with the victims of the weekend shooting. The White House says, along with the survivors of the massacre, the president will meet with the first responders to the attack, as well as doctors and surgeons treating the wounded. Meanwhile, the FBI says the wife of the man who killed 49 people at a gay nightclub had some knowledge of his plans and may have failed to alert police. A law enforcement official says a federal grand jury will consider whether to bring charges against Nur Zahi Salman. But U.S. Attorney Lee Bentley says it's too early to consider charges.
I'm not going to speculate with respect to any charges that might be brought, or indeed as to whether any charges will be brought. It's premature to do so.
FBI agent Ron Hopper described the attack in Orlando as both a hate crime and terrorism. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security says it has issued an updated terrorism threat advisory. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson said Wednesday security officials are particularly concerned about homegrown violent extremists who could strike with little or no notice, especially since the Orlando attacks. This is VOA News. A research vessel with deep water search capabilities has spotted several main locations of wreckage from the crashed Egypt Air passenger jet. The committee investigating the Airbus A320's disappearance made the announcement. Discovery of the plane's wreckage on the seafloor in the Mediterranean has raised hope that an explanation can come for its disappearance. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is calling on the governments of Russia and Syria to respect the fragile Syrian ceasefire. In Norway, for the annual Oslo Forum meeting, Kerry accused the two governments of selectively enforcing the ceasefire.
And the United States is not going to sit there and be used as an instrument that permits a so-called ceasefire to be in place while one principal party is trying to take advantage of it to the detriment of the entire process.
Kerry said members of the Syrian opposition will be held accountable also for the continuing fighting. The secretary pointedly mentioned that U.S. patience is running out. Top officials of the U.S. Central Bank are holding interest rates steady at a relatively low level in a bid to keep stimulating the economy. The economy has been slow to recover from recession. Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen said job creation is not as strong as it should be.
And we have seen some slowing, but the recent couple of months was very low and arguably not even at the pace we need to see to maintain stable labor market conditions.
Janet Yellen. The World Meteorological Association reports the Northern Hemisphere has experienced the hottest spring on record, as global temperatures reached a record high in May. Lisa Schlein reports.
The World Meteorological Organization warns the state of the climate in 2015 was alarming, but that climate events this year will exceed anything that has happened before. World Climate Research Program Director David Carlson says the climate system is changing, and what used to be abnormal is becoming the new normal. He says global carbon dioxide levels have never been higher. CO2 is the main greenhouse gas that leads to global warming. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Iran has filed a lawsuit with the International Court of Justice to recover $2 billion worth of assets frozen in the United States. Iran's president, Hassan Rouhani, made the announcement Wednesday on state television. The tribunal also confirmed that the suit was filed on Tuesday. The U.S. Supreme Court announced in April that the frozen funds would be used to compensate the victims and families of victims of the 1983 bombing of U.S. Marine barracks in Lebanon and other attacks. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.